Golden State Warriors. Welcome to another episode of the Brett Frost Podcast, the number one Golden State Warriors podcast in the Bay Area. I'm with the one and only Dr. Patrick Crivello, our statistics and analytics specialist. The NBA draft just finished. We're talking Warriors, we're talking Luka, we're talking Trae Young, we're talking Michael Porter Jr. Let's just hop right into it, Pat. What were some of the best picks of the draft, your favorite picks of the draft? Get right into it.
Well, you said it, Michael Porter Jr. I feel Denver has to be very, very happy right now. You're talking about a guy who could have gone in the top two, top three, if he didn't have that injury. You got to take a chance on the guy, especially when you're a team like the Nuggets who knocking on the door of the playoffs. You know, you got the Joker, you got Paul Millsap, you got Murray in the backcourt, Gary Harris, and now you add a Michael Porter Jr. Like, they could take the next step.
Definitely. I mean, 6'10", can shoot the rock, can handle the ball a little bit, plays with a ton of confidence. Like you said, top two talent.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's questions about his back and whatnot, but I mean, that was a steal.
He's gonna be fine. What are you, 19?
Yeah, he's 19.
He'll be healthy. But I know you liked another guy.
Oh man,
boy from the South.
Lonnie Walker, dude. That was a steal of the draft. Spurs snagged him. That was a great steal. I mean, there was a lot of comparisons. People were comparing him to like Dwayne Wade and like making some pretty wild comparisons. I don't know if he's gonna be Dwayne Wade, but I mean, he's a great player.
You know, listening to that was really great, that interview on ESPN with him and David Robinson. But just listening to Lonnie Walker talk about, you know, he's going to work his butt off. So he's going to do great in that Spurs program. You know, Coach Pop is really going to coach him up. Like, I'm pretty excited if I'm him right now. You get to go to a great program like the Spurs. They're going to do a lot with him.
Yeah, and I mean, the Spurs know how to develop players. Like, that's something that's not talked about enough. Like, you can draft whoever you want, but if you don't develop them, what's the point? I mean, and you got to fit systems. And I feel like Lonnie Walker will fit right into that system.
Oh, yeah.
He's a willing defender.
He's going to be a stud. I mean, look, they turned Danny Green into, like, a stud two guard. You turn Kyle Slow-Mo Anderson into a guy who can start a bunch of games on, like, a playoff team, you know? So,
oh, yeah.
He's going to be in great shape.
Oh, yeah, and we gotta, you know, we talked about our boy Luka. We got to talk about him, Dallas trading up to get him, Atlanta trading down.
Oh, well, I love the Mavs doing that. That's a great move for the Mavs, trading up to get Luka.
So is this more of the Mavs believing in Luka or more of the Hawks not believing in Luka and really believing in Trae, or is it vice versa? Both teams are pumped, like, What do you think?
Because the Hawks got, what, another first-round pick, right?
Believe so. And then they went and they Trae went Trae Young at five. So
I think they probably would have been happy to keep him, but they're like, oh, we can get another pick out of this, and we really like Trae Young. Because, I mean, the knock on Luka is, what, he's not super athletic. And if you really think Trae Young's going to be, you know, Steph Curry 2.0, then why not? But I guess you're kind of right. It must, like, Atlanta didn't like him that much, I guess. They really liked Trae Young. But, I mean, the great thing about Luka going to the Mavs is you have a great mentor there for him in Dirk. You know, superstar guy.
You got a great coach there, too.
And a great coach, great owner. But, I mean, I just think it's kind of nice to have a model, like another guy who came from Europe.
Definitely.
You know, you get that hate on, like, unfair hate on the European players, so you can kind of like mentor him through that. But then you got to be happy to have like another young stud in the backcourt.
I like Luka a lot, but as you talk about the hate is necessary. When you look at the top five picks, when you look at players who are drafted in the top five from Europe, I mean, the hate, the skepticism is necessary, but we've never seen a guy like this. I mean, we went on and on about in the last episode. I mean, we if you guys want to hear about that, listen to the previous episode because we just raved about this guy.
Yeah,
we love like him. he's got a chance to be an all-star, a Hall of Famer. Like he's gonna be great.
I think it'd be really interesting if the Mavs take a real run at Boogie. They got a decent team.
And now the backcourt, you can put Luka at two guard and let Dennis Smith handle the ball a lot. You can take turns handling the ball. That's a really interesting dynamic too, because Dennis Smith's a freak athlete. Yeah. So whoever you're playing against, and that whoever you're playing against, and you that team, you have Dennis Smith guard the better athlete in the backcourt of that team you're playing against.
Yeah.
So this is, I think Luka's going to fit in. I think this is a good fit around.
I was really happy.
And Trae Young going to Atlanta,
we're not hating on Trae Young. We like Trae Young. Yeah. We're excited to watch the Hawks now.
We were just skeptical about, you know, Trae Young's size and defense like anyone else, but I mean, we'll see if he can prove us wrong. The man can flat out shoot, and he can make plays. I mean, he's the first player ever to lead the country in points and assists. Like, let's see what he does.
There's basically no comparison for what he did in college.
Not really, so no.
It's just, you know, we'll see. As long as you said, as the size holds up, if he gets, you know, wiry strong, he'll be fine.
Yeah. I think he's got a frame too, where he can put on some size. That'll be fun. That'll be interesting. Any other picks that you liked a lot, Pat, that come to mind?
I like the Celtics swooping up Robert Williams.
Ooh.
I thought that was awesome, because that's exactly what they needed, and that guy dropped, I think, kind of unfairly. Like, I guess there's questions about his character or motor or whatever, but the Celtics are a great organization. They'll shape him. I mean, he's got what better mentor for him to have than Al Horford?
Definitely.
If those are the things you're worried about. So,
And that's going to lead right into the worst picks. The Los Angeles Lakers. What are they doing?
I wrote that down.
You pass up a lob threat who can run the floor, play some defense, show some grittiness inside. Even just not only him, but you pass up on a ton of other guys too that we're going to get into. You to draft Wagner? If I'm Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, a starting guard in this league, and he switches on to me, Patsy, I'm going to work.
Oh yeah,
I'm going to work on him. Like this, he's going to get killed. He's going to get roasted.
He's going
to
get
worse. And is he a good enough shooter to where, you don't worry, you know, we will live with that? No. Doug McDermott's not even a good enough shooter to where you live with that. He's not even getting playing time now because of how bad he is on the defensive end.
That's an interesting comparison. I mean, Wagner's bigger, right? But, I mean, it's not like he's shown anything that makes me think he's going to be banging in the post in the NBA. That pick, we were both kind of like, oh man.
And the other player I'm interested about too, Pat, Wendell Carter, going seventh overall. The way the game is changing, is he athletic enough to where he can guard 1 through 5? Like, is that, I felt like that's just kind of risky. I just feel like a lot of these big men are risky picks right now. And it's weird how, you know, the NBA's changed to where positionless, but not even just NBA, basketball in general. Whoa. Positionless basketball.
If you look at all those picks, right, like Mikal Bridges, Miles Bridges, Troy Brown, Zaire Smith, even DiVincenzo, like all these guys going late. The guy from Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Chandler Hutchinson, you know, the guy that went to Philly, Shamet, the guy the Warriors picked.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
But all those guys are what you're saying. All those guys are these like huge winged good guys that can shoot and defend.
Yep.
But, you know, could hopefully add a little bit more. But I'm going to piggyback. You were talking about the seventh pick. I want to say worst pick.
Yeah.
Colin Sexton. What are the Cavs doing?
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm not saying he's going to be bad, but, like, you had so many better players you could put. You could have took Mikal Bridges. You could have took Michael Porter Jr. there. Even Zaire Smith, man. I mean, Lonnie Walker. I mean, ugh.
Maybe they think Colin Sexton will be good in the pick and roll. But, and like, I know Ty Lue loves running a lot of pick and rolls and stuff like that, but the guy cannot shoot. Like, we were talking about this. The only player who's good in the NBA right now who's a point guard who can't shoot is Ricky Rubio. He was the only guy who came to mind.
Yeah.
And Ricky Rubio is a tremendous passer.
Oh, we love Ricky Rubio.
Willing defender and is in the right system, but he's not even an all-star.
No.
And you got to pick for potential. Mm-hmm. Why not roll the dice? LeBron's gone. You're in Cleveland.
Yeah.
You're in a trash. You're trash. You're basically in a bad predicament all around. Right. Take a chance on Michael Porter Jr.
Exactly. Yeah, I did not understand that. But, you know, sometimes it's just the organization. So, like, one of their worst pick I wanted to say was the Wizards taking Troy Brown
That was a reach.
Yeah, I was like, you need help now. Like, your team's in trouble. You know, you're going backwards.
Yes.
You know, so you need to get some help. You had a lot of players on the board that could have gave you more help than Troy Brown. So, you know.
Definitely. And then let's just talk non-believers, Pat. Like, who are some players that you just straight up don't believe in? I'm going to go first. Mm-hmm. Aaron Holiday out of UCLA. I'm a huge college basketball fan. I watch a ton of Pac-12. I saw this guy playing live. He is a turnover waiting to happen. Does he make some incredible plays that are highlights that'll be on SportsCenter and Instagram and stuff like that, and just crazy knockdown, you know, knockdown, make a crazy move? Yes, he does. Is he explosive? Yes, he is. Is he 6'5"? Yes. Can he defend that well? No. Does he make tons of mistakes? Yes. Is he a big-time playmaker? No. And when you're 6 feet, you got to be able to be a big-time playmaker, man. I don't think he creates enough shots for others, Pat. So I'm not a believer in him at all. Again, there's other guys I'm skeptical of as well. Who are some of the guys you're just non-believers in, skeptical of?
I'm a little worried about the Blazers taking Anthony Simons.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying his last name right. I mean, I think he could be good, but, man, you take a chance on him with the 24th pick when, you know, they had the same people staring him in the face. You know, you had Williams, you had Evans, you had some of these guys who really liked.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe grab him in the second round. Like, he was probably going to be there. And I'm trying to look now if the dude from Creighton got picked. He did get picked. We're doing this as the second round's going on.
Yep.
Like, you had the guy, Kyrie Thomas from Creighton, sitting there.
Yeah, I like
you had the guy from Tulane, Frazier.
I like those two guys a lot. So, because you know what you're going to get out of them. Three and D guys, long wingspan. They're going to defend. They're going to knock down shots. They're going to find a way to win you games. Like, they're role players that make impact.
And those are the type of guys you're saying. They fit the mold. That's what you need in the NBA right now. You don't need a 6'5" guy who's going to turn over machine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and you're late in the first round. Like, why are you drafting him? It just doesn't make any sense.
And you know, Simons is a guy. He played against high schoolers last year. I mean, really good high schoolers, but
yeah, he's playing against high schoolers.
You know, we don't know anything about that guy.
That was interesting, man. Any other just interesting picks, Pat? Like, anything interesting? And then we're going to get right into the Warriors, folks. Don't worry.
I thought it was really interesting. Mikal Bridges gets drafted by Philly. He's awesome. We talked about him. We really liked him. And then his mom works for the Sixers. So, like, great pick. Fit, like, exactly what the Sixers needed. Great PR story, even. And then he gets traded to Phoenix for Zaire Smith, which I like Zaire Smith, too. I think you mentioned him on the podcast.
Yeah, he's cool.
So, like, he's great. Similar type of player. Fits Philly well. And so that was interesting to me, but I think Philly also got another pick out of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense. And I guess piggybacking off of kind of talking about Philly and the Suns is, the Suns had a really good draft, like getting Ayton at one. I think he's going to be good. Getting Mikal Bridges, like two top 10 guys. Plus they had the first pick in the second round and they drafted Okubo out of France, and they need a point guard. They got Eldridge Payton right now, who sucks.
And that dude, last game he played and he dropped 45 points against Aaron Kraft.
Yeah.
Which is impressive for what it is. I mean, that's kind of like, 45, like, against Aaron Kraft. You know?
Like, I just want to say, like, I like Phoenix's draft.
Yeah, Phoenix got the job done. Yeah. I'm going most interesting pick, Grayson Allen.
Yeah.
In the early 20s, goes to Utah. Donovan Mitchell's so fired up, he can't even let Grayson Allen have his moment during the interview. He's got to come over and hug him.
Yeah.
And they're rivals, man. Past rivals, Louisville-Duke battles that they had.
Yep.
That's going to be interesting, man. I mean, we'll see how Grayson Allen turns out. He's athletic vertically, but he's not athletic laterally. But the man can shoot, man.
Yeah.
He can shoot. I think it just depends on matchups, what kind of teams you're playing against, whether or not how much you can play him or not. But, I mean, in this NBA,
he's got to put him in the corner. Say, he's got a role in the NBA.
Yeah, he's got a role. He can contribute.
And you know he's going to have his stuff together. He's not going to do anything stupid. I think they're going to keep him in line. And you know that Donovan Mitchell – You know, they asked Donovan Mitchell about him if they're thinking about him. And if he signed off on it, then I'm not worried about it.
He's going to compete. You know, he's not going to do anything dumb, like turn the ball over or anything like that. He's not going to be on off the court issues.
Yeah.
Like, solid pick, interesting pick. Mm-hmm. Pat, now let's talk about the two back-to-back looking for that three-peat Golden State Warriors. Were we fired up when they made that pick, man, to draft Jacob Evans out of Cincinnati? We were beyond fired up. This guy is a dog, okay? Mm-hmm. He's got dog in him. He's a bulldog. He will get up in you. He will defend. He wants to win. He's got a humble upbringing from Louisiana. He'll fit right in with the Bay and Oakland in that style, mm-hmm. that grit, come off the bench and get up in you. How'd you feel about the pick? I know you're fired up.
I was fired up. I mean, I know I talked about him in the pre-draft cast. I don't know if I talked about the Warriors drafting him, but I was so pumped because I think he's a steal. I think he's going to be exactly what they need. He's going to help fill out that ring rotation. And we love Pat McCaw, but Pat still needs to, you know, he's getting stronger. This guy's already got, you know, stronger.
And he comes from that Cincinnati background. If you don't defend, you don't play.
Yeah.
That's how they do it in the Nasty Natty. Like, if you don't defend, you don't play in the Nasty Natty.
Good defender, good shooter. He's going to, you know, humble guy. He's going to fit in that locker room.
Oh, 100%. You know he's disciplined.
Yeah, we were pumped.
Oh, man, I was very, very excited about that pick, Pat. Anything else you want to talk about, Pat? You want to get into anything else? No big trades were made today. We didn't think there was going to be stars being dealt.
All pick for pick.
Yeah, all pick for pick. I meant stars, though. We didn't think any stars were going to be dealt. No one got dealt.
Like last year.
We'll see what happens. Anything else you want to throw in there, Pat? Any mention about the second round? Let's name one guy in the second round, Pat. Let's each name a guy in the second round that we think could have a long NBA career.
Kyrie Thomas going to Philly is a great situation for him.
That's the best pick of the second round.
Right, so far, for sure.
By far. That's one of the biggest deals of the draft.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised the Mavs took Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's not bad. I don't have anything against him, but I figured why didn't they grab Kyrie Thomas?
I don't know. Kyrie Thomas
went like six picks later. That's crazy. So that's a little surprising, but you know, it's not the worst pick in the world. Just feel like you could have filled out the roster a little differently.
I'm interested to see what happens with Gary Trent Jr., man. The guy's got a nice stroke, can shoot it. Sometimes he took some ill-advised forced some shots, you know.
He's going to SAC. Okay.
Yeah, he's going to SAC. So him and Bagley will be in SAC. That'll be an interesting dynamic.
Did we talk about who we think had the worst draft?
Well, we talked about worst picks.
Yeah. I guess.
Do you have a team?
Yeah, I mean, the worst picks are definitely tied to the worst draft.
yeah.
But I mean, maybe just to expand on it. I mean, I'm kind of thinking, I'd written down the Cavs just because I didn't like the Sexton pick.
No.
Just because I don't think that helps them much in the future. And it certainly doesn't help them. Like, LeBron's not freaking out right now. Like, oh, all right. And they don't have another picks. And like we said, so I guess it's a little repetitive. They could have grabbed
Should the Cavs have moved Kevin Love to get some more picks? I don't know if I was a proponent of that. I know some people were talking about that. Is there anyone who should have made a move who didn't make a move?
That's a good question.
Like anyone who just should have got, maybe should have tried to get younger. Cause that's why I was thinking Cleveland should try to get more younger. Yeah. That's why I had that in mind of trying to move somebody to get some more picks. And we did talk about how deep this draft is. That's what I'm saying.
So a missed opportunity. Well, how about the Clippers? They missed some opportunities.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, they take Miles Bridges to trade him to the Hornets. Why don't you just keep Bridges? You could have got him and Porter. You got a nice little, like, you're filling out your wing rotation there.
Yeah. One of those guys, odds are one of those guys is going to be solid too, right?
Yeah.
But,
well, you're getting like a solid guy and then you're getting like a, you know, a top two type guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And for whatever reason, the Bucks are popping out to me. Like, why didn't the Bucks try to move up? Like, they could have stole Michael Porter, dude. You give Michael Porter, like, you're Milwaukee. you got to take shots.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, you're not, no one's going to want to be like, let's go to Milwaukee.
Right.
Like, even though Giannis is there, I don't think people are, you know, looking at going to Milwaukee. You got to, like you said, you got to make things happen. We were talking about super teams earlier, too. You got to at least have two of those guys that you drafted be on that super team, we were thinking. Warriors have three who they drafted. But you got to, again, you got to take some chances, try to get some stars. You're right.
So, but all in all, entertaining draft. Fun to watch.
Oh, most entertaining draft in a long time. A lot of trades. A deep draft. A lot of names you know of. Let's a little side note, Pat. Puma signed all these guys. They signed Marvin Bagley and DeAndre Ayton, the top two picks. They signed Michael Porter, who's got a chance to be a big-time player, like we said. Who else did they sign?
Zaire Smith.
Zaire Smith they signed.
So they had one-fourth of the top 16 picks.
Puma, and I guess...
Including the top two, like you said. That's their shoes look dope. I mean, Puma always made nice shoes, but the picture of the basketball shoes coming out, they're pretty cool looking. Like, that kind of made me want to buy some Puma. Plus, they, you know, they signed up Jay-Z to help with the creative process. That made me happy. I mean, I grew up on Jay-Z, so that makes me happy.
Definitely, definitely. Well, that's going to do it for another episode of the Brett Frost Podcast, the number one Golden State Warriors podcast in the Bay Area. Subscribe. Follow me on Instagram at frost.brett. It's been real, guys. Looks like we're going to three-peat. We both love the pick. Let's go, Dubs. I think 3 weeks till Vegas, till Summer League, whatever it is. Let's go. Let's go.